I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm looking at the main issues in the East Asia Pacific this Thursday, 17th of January. Firstly, in the Philippines. Security has been tightened in Cotabato City in the southern island of Mindanao ahead of the plebiscite for the Bangsamoro Organic Law scheduled on Monday, January 21. Cotabato City is under the control of the Commission on Elections for the plebiscite, and Mindanao is under martial law. Military and police checkpoints have been set up on main streets and entry and exit points of the city. The Bangsamoro Organic Law is expected to replace the current autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao with the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region governed by a parliament elected by the people in Bangsamoro region. Frequent attacks by Islamist terror groups like the Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters and Moro Islamic Liberation Front have been reported in the region. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution in the region, avoid travelling outside the city limits of Cotabato without security details. Japan. Mount Shindaki volcano has erupted this morning within the vicinity of Yakushima town on the southern Kuchinarabu island. The volcano last erupted on December 18. The volcanic eruption is likely to cause disruptions on the island and in the air traffic over the region. Clients are advised to follow directions of local authorities and monitor their flight schedules for possible cancellations and delays. In Thailand, the Election Commission is reportedly considering March 10 for the general elections to meet the 150-day deadline set by the Constitution. The General Secretary of the Election Commission, Jarong Vitt, said yesterday that to prevent possible charter violations, the Commission plans to hold the election and announce the results within the 150-day timeframe. Jarong Vitt further said that the Commission is authorised to set the election date while the government is responsible for announcing the election. The Commission will need around 45 days to prepare for the election. It should announce the election date by January 25 if it wants the election to be held on March 10. Clients are again advised to avoid all political events before the elections. Political campaign demonstrations are expected before the elections across the country. Monitor alerts and advisories from APAC Assistance for further updates. Non-APAC Assistance members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.